night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody, it's your boy, One Arm Reap, coming at you, John to the Mother Truckin' Reap. It's a happy Friday, everybody. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. And no Betty Reap in this one. I'm sitting here with my man Marcus to the Hunt. Say hey, Marcus.
Hello.
Make sure you talk into the microphone. Yeah, yeah. Plant that right there on that gorgeous dimpled chin of yours.
What if I lean on you kind of this way a little bit?
You can, but you still got to talk into the mic, my man.
I'm talking.
There you go. Like, see how I'm doing it? See how it's planted right there on the chin?
On your chin.
Gonna need that. Yeah, that's it. This is what we call a directional microphone, which means it only works in one direction.
Gotcha.
Like that band, One Direction.
Remember them?
Yeah. Also, a good tattoo to have on your lower back. Letting people know that nothing goes in that hole. One direction
going
comes out.
Yeah,
yeah, one direction. Yeah. Anyway, we are recording this right now at my brother's house. One Jason Michael Reap. He's asleep.
He went night night.
He goes to bed early. I mean, in general, he goes to bed.
Typically,
early.
He's in the bed by now. Yeah, 8:30.
Yeah, it's 7:34 as we record this.
He's in the bed now, but he gets up at like 3:30 every day and works out. So yeah,
I feel like
hey Taylor.
Yeah, he goes to bed early, gets up early, works out normally 5:30, 6:30, goes to work, gets off work, sometimes goes to his lunch break
workout
to the Planet Fitness.
Yep.
Then when he's done, one more time.
Yeah,
I bet we need to ask him one of these days, what's the record? How many times have you worked out in one day?
What he may work out at work.
What do you? Right. I bet you he don't even have a job, Mark.
He works out full time.
He's lying to all of us. Yeah. He goes to like a secret bat cave somewhere and just does like burpees all day.
Or in the bathroom, probably. Every time he goes to the bathroom, he probably does something. He's some doing, kind of workout in the bathroom.
He's doing Kegels in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what Kegels are?
I know what Kegels are.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not saying what Kegels are, but I know what they are.
Okay, that's good.
But he's it's good to see him up and around, though. He's on the up and up.
Mm.
Been down for about 4 days.
Yeah, we should tell everybody a couple things real quick. Here's what we're going to talk about real quick. We don't have a lot of time with Marcus. He's going to go back, pick up his daughter from dance class. But we got a good 20 to 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
A couple things we're going to talk about. My brother passing a kidney stone. That's a big one. That's part of the reason why he's asleep right now.
Very sore.
We were going to talk about having a good time at a tailgate at a football game, local college football game. I'm not going to put any names in this story.
Never.
To protect the guilty.
And the dumb.
Yeah, and the dumb. And then talk about I'm still working on the TV show Hickory Live. I'm still working with Alan Jackson. That is in the works. We're very excited about that. We've got a lot of things already planned out, mapped out. It is in the works. So we're recording it at Sims Barbecue, and we're going to have a bluegrass house band. We're going to have my mom and dad's going to be characters in the show. There's a balcony. Have you been to Sims Barbecue?
It's been a long time. It's up in
the first time I had ever been. I'd never been, ever. Yeah. But everyone tells me it's great. I just went with Alan because Alan said it's a great place to watch live bands and cloggers as well. And they're only open on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mind you, somewhat of a small Grand Ole Opry maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's check it out. And they're very excited to have us. They're like, yeah, please record here. And they're, you know, since they're not open during the week, it's perfect for us. We can come in there and take time setting up.
Just take it over.
And there's a big balcony too. And in the balcony, I'm going to have my mom and dad up in the balcony. We're going to set it up to where that's their area. You remember the Muppets, so they had the two hecklers?
I do.
The Muppets?
Yep.
So that's going to be mom and dad, kind of, sort of, in the balcony. Dad is going to be in the recliner the whole time, okay?
Okay.
We're going to have a tiny TV set up where he's watching Survivor or Big Brother during our show.
Okay.
So he's going to be annoyed by me recording a show while he's watching Survivor and Big Brother.
So that'll be typical of your daddy then to be annoyed.
Yeah, it's going to be him in the recliner eating Sims Barbecue. And then, of course, he'll pass out. So I'll be doing a show, every now and then during the interview, you hear, I'll be like, okay, there's Dad. Sorry.
Yeah.
So y'all be quiet. Dad's trying to sleep. And then Mom's going to be up there next to Dad. And we're going to have an old computer set up for her, like an Apple One computer. Like
the old ones, the ones they make fish tanks out of now.
That's right. Dude, if we can find like a Texas Instruments computer. Remember Texas Instruments?
I do.
We're going to have Mom pretending, actually kind of trying to do it through the old computer. We'll probably put an iPad inside of it. You'll only see the backside of this computer. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have her taking live questions on Facebook, and she'll be our fact checker, like our, you know, Ask Siri or Alexa, but it'll be Betty, you know. So during the show, they'll be on the balcony. I'm going to come out to Cloggers. We're going to have the Bluegrass Band. I already got the song written, the Hickory Live song.
I've heard the song.
Yep. You've heard the lyrics.
No music put to it yet.
Well, that's all in the works. And then we're going to have an announcer. It's just going to be like a Tonight Show, like, you know, like any late night talk show, but it's going to be scaled down. It's going to be in a barn, barbecue barn. And we're going to have two things here, right? I really want my announcer. You know how Jimmy Fallon has Higgins, his announcer?
I do.
Who's off to the side, standing at a podium. And tonight, here he is, Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yep.
Well, we're going to have our version of that. And I'm hoping to get...
Jason.
My brother is watching this from his bedroom.
It won't be long, Jason.
He's not asleep. He's recovering back there. Maybe we'll pick up this... this selfie stick and go back here and talk to Jason live.
I think we should, Jason. Is that
what do you think, like? Jason? Yeah. You're watching this. Yeah. You had to chime in.
Yeah.
Let's go see how you do.
What did you run and hide for?
Anyway, so I'm thinking of having the winner of the hollering contest be the announcer.
Man, I tell you, you really put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, dude, it's happening. Okay. So anyway, I've already talked about that, so that part's over. And then what I really like to start this podcast off with is Mark Hunt's weird allergy to sugar.
It's not an allergy.
Okay, whatever it is. Now, Mark and I are good friends. We go way back. Frenchy Ford High School, class of 90. We're like class of 92. We spent many fun nights together. Growing up, getting to know each other, yada, yada, yada. Now, one of the things I didn't know. Now, I did know a long time, I never see you drinking soda. I never see it.
Never will.
And I never see you drinking apple juice, orange juice. I never thought about it, never mentioned it, never said anything. Yeah. But I'm just now kind of learning the actual severity of this. Because I remember one night we were coming to hang out at my brother's house. And I told you, I'll pick up some beer, meet you at Jason's. You're like, cool, man. Got you. I happen to pick up a beer that has a citrus flavor to it, like a Corona Citrus or Ultra Citrus, something with a lime flavor or lemon flavor.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
It was an Ultra.
And I remember Mark going like, dude, is this it? I can't drink this. I was like, come on, it can't be that bad. So Mark, would you like to tell people what is going on with that?
I just have never been able to drink anything sweet, soft drinks, apple juice, orange juice. Never had a fruit, never had a candy bar, never had a bowl of ice cream.
What do you mean? When you say never, I mean you tried it and then something bad happened, right?
It just makes me sick. I just don't have the taste for it. I can't take it. I've sipped a soft drink before, maybe put it to my lips and sip, but I've never actually sit and drank a whole soft drink in my life. Never drink.
What
a
age were you when you discovered this was a problem for you? Because probably, how do you grow up in this town and not have a fruit?
I think I discovered it when I was born, because I know my mother wasn't able to give me any juices. I'd spit it up. So
right away, you didn't grow up with juice in the house.
No.
I didn't know that part. No. I thought maybe you discovered it in your teens or as a kid.
No, never had juice in the house.
So your mother or your dad both said, you're not ever going to have sweets. Did you try them in real? I mean, I want to know two things. When did you discover it exactly? Like, okay, that's not for me, any of this. And I want to know what happens if you do it negative. Like, what's the reaction?
The reaction is, I get sick.
What?
It's like a downer for me. I know sugar a lot of times is an upper for people. But sugar for me is a downer. It takes me down low, not
up. No, it makes everyone lethargic. Like you, when you get full on something, you like eat a bunch of food. You like pat your belly, like a Thanksgiving dinner. You just want to, you know, unbutton your pants a little bit. That's sugar is that as well.
If I have sugar,
no chocolate either.
No.
Look, Carol Ann Brewer, no chocolate.
No chocolate ever. I know it's hard to believe, but no chocolate.
So far, the only thing you've told me is the reaction is you get tired.
Yeah, I get really down, really sickly feeling. Almost like coming down with a flu or something. I'm done. So,
I mean, now,
I stay away from it because I know what it's going to do to me. So, but let's say I eat something and I can tell you right away if it's got sugar in it.
Right.
And it's going to hit me and I'm done.
And so you don't even mess with it?
I don't mess
with
it.
You've never messed with it. You've accidentally messed with it from time to time.
Accidentally.
Not knowing what was in it.
No. So I have to kind of keep an eye on it. I pretty much know what I can have, what I can't have. Like birthday parties, I was the potato chips and ice water.
That's it.
No cake. No ice cream for me. No sugar here. I just can't tell.
Have you actually puked because you've had too much sugar or accidentally?
Never puking. Just felt
okay,
puny.
So far, we've not thrown up. We get down.
We get down.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Mark, I mean, has the doctor diagnosed you?
You know what the doctor said when I brought it up to him?
Please.
Well, hell, don't eat it.
Right.
That was his answer.
So we've not done an allergy test.
I don't
test.
Think there's like a major concern here. They say dark chocolate helps keep cancer. It's not going to help me because I don't eat chocolate.
I mean, I bet you most people listening to this and watching this wish that this was something that...
I think that's why I've been 160 for 15 years.
I've never seen you fat ever.
No, I can't.
Have been this same frame, same since high school.
Yeah.
As far as I've known you. Known you.
So, yeah, it's in my refrigerator. You'll see 2% milk, unsweet tea, and that's it.
Sounds like hypoglycemia. Is that, you might have that.
I will Google that word.
Hypoglycemia. Yeah,
I'll look into that, but I mean, I'm not really concerned about it. I just stay away from it. As long as I stay away from it, I'm okay.
No worries. But okay, so you've not been diagnosed. You just know it's bad. You don't like it. Doesn't make you feel good. Never puked. Your head didn't swell up. You didn't get blotches. Your gums didn't.
It's not an allergic
mouth.
Thing. No,
you
no.
just don't like it.
But the weird thing is I can eat. There's three candies I can eat.
Oh, here we go. This is good stuff.
Gobstoppers, Smarties, and Sweet Tarts. They don't bother me.
If you give me a Skittle or a Lifesaver
or something like that, I'm done. Figure that out. Please, somebody.
You know what I'd like to do? And if we need to start a GoFundMe page, I will. I want to know exactly what this problem is. I want to do an allergy test on you. I want to take you to a doctor and have him run the whole allergy test.
If I had allergies, it would affect me. In some way, but it doesn't. As far as
it could be
an allergy making me sick. Maybe
right. Right. Well, you said you get sick.
I get sick.
Like you get nauseous or whatever. I mean, it's got to be something.
I thought allergic reaction was face swelling or
right
or blotches. Or
well, I really
like that,
want. I want like a scientific diagnosis. I want it for me. I want to know.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
I'm sure the people listening to this.
I'll tell you what. Next time I go for my yearly, okay. I'll bring it up to the. To another doctor, not the old horse doctor I went to when I was little that told me
horse
not,
doctor.
Just to stay away from him. Yeah. and see what his opinion is. I haven't brought it up to a doctor in 20 years, so I'll bring it.
Well, listen, I'm saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but I'm just curious. Like, I want to know.
It's ED.
Erectile dysfunction.
Thank you, Ray. That ain't
it. No. I guarantee you that ain't it. But this guy... has managed to be this thin his whole life.
Yeah.
He's actually tried to gain weight. Like, you would love, because I see you at the gym. We work out together. I can't do much. I'm on the treadmill pretty much the whole time. We just gob. We just talk. We just gossip.
And, yeah, I can eat carbs. I know carbs are supposed to have sugar, I think, like breads and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's
not sugar. It's something else.
But I can't eat yeast rolls. I mean, somebody said carbs being in bread, but I can't eat yeast rolls. Yeast rolls are sweet to me. I can't, like O'Charley's yeast rolls.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Can you eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all bread. But I mean, not, even it's breaded. It's fried. It's deep fried. It's breaded.
But it's not fried in sugar.
Well, it's peanut oil. Peanut. I mean, it all turns into sugar. It's fine. Listen, we could we're going to figure it out.
We could go for days on this. But
Keith Nestor has given you hell many times.
Yeah. It's in my head, I suppose.
That's what Keith says. It's in your head. And I didn't even know the severity of it until I actually bought that beer. And you didn't.
And I said,
you didn't have one. You actually got a little mad at me.
Yeah, like, I sat here an hour.
And you said, you know I can't drink this. And I said, no, I don't know that. This is the first I'm learning of it.
No.
So I bought some Michelob Ultras. That's the beer he can have, Miller Lite. Can't drink sweet apple beer. Can't have that fruity beer.
No wine.
No wine. But, folks, all I'm saying is pray for Mark and his awesome thin body and his Greek heritage and his good looks and his tanning skin. He needs our help.
Oh, God.
All right.
So, I'm okay.
So y'all reach out to Mark.
I'll just stay away from sugars. So that's the answer here. No sugar.
Now, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to go kidney stone or do you want to go?
I think we should go kidney stone next.
Let's go kidney stone next. Now, speaking of doctor visits and yearlies. All right. My dad, we'll start there, has had a kidney stone before. He said it's the worst pain he's felt in his life. Now, mind you, my dad's been shot.
Yeah, I know.
He has a bullet in his spine still. Too close to mess with it. They just left it.
Ex-police officer.
Ex-police officer. He's had colostomy bags. He's had many surgeries. He's been messed up. But kidney stone brought him to his knees, made him cry like a baby, he said. Okay? He actually currently has a kidney stone now because he goes on a yearly to a urologist.
Right.
Yearly urologist.
Yearly every year to
do that,
urologist.
Say that twice.
Yearly urologist.
Yearly urologist.
I think I did it.
You did it correctly. And so they x-rayed him or whatever and said, oh, yeah, you got a new kidney stone. And it's 9 millimeters.
That's huge. Yeah, you won't pass a
it's
nine
bigger than the bullet in his spine. So they said, well, we're going to have to laser that one. And what they do there is they'll, you know, he'll go there and I don't know, but they just laser it and it like chops it up and pulverizes it
so where does
to a powder.
How do they put where
and
do they
he
put
pees it out?
Where does the laser go? Just
I don't know, dude.
I don't either.
Remember we were Planet Fitness today, some guy walked up and started talking about all of this?
Yeah, he has one like once a year.
Yeah.
He's had one once a year for 20 years.
For 20 years.
Right.
He said he was at yesterday's the first time he had one.
And peed chocolate milk. And that's how he knew he had his first one.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't worry about it because he'd been drinking.
He was so drunk, didn't care. But then
worry about that the next
day. It felt really bad. Yeah. So anyway, Dad's got the 9 millimeter kidney stone. He's going to get it pulverized with lasers. Okay. All right. So that's Dad. All right. Now I'm going to back up a little bit. I just did a gig in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hanging out later at the end of the show, some dude brings up kidney stones. Takes a picture, shows me a picture of his kidney stone. And I'm the kind of person that if you talk about something too much, it's going to happen to me.
Oh.
So I even called this back then.
Like karma.
Yeah. Where you like manifest it. I'm like, dude, stop talking about kidney stones. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I'm tired of hearing about kidney stones. Yeah. You're going to make me have one. I said that out loud. Talked about it, blah, blah, blah. Now, Dad's got one. Brother Jason.
Coincidence.
Just got, now, I know, so I know I'm next. Poor Jason Reap.
Yeah.
Hanging out this weekend at his house, having a good time. Okay. Having a good time. Now he's in the bathroom. He's got to pee.
What is that?
I imagine that's what it might sound like.
Is that a knife in your back?
Yeah. Kidney. Get out. He's like, ouch, right? I heard it hurts mostly when it's in the kidney. Like after it, when you're actually passing it, I've heard doesn't hurt as bad as actually when it's actually going through the kidney.
Yeah, well, when it's coming out
of your pee hole,
it has to hurt. I don't understand how that's not going to hurt worse.
Not as bad as when it goes through the kidney. He said because it's coated in cocksnot.
Cocksnot. Oh, it had a cocksnot coating on it. Cocksnot
coating.
Come out.
Yeah. CSC.
That's
cocksnot coating.
And I think the doctor even told him that you would have a cocksnot coating on it when it does come out. Right. So it won't be so bad.
It's lubricated.
The doctor did tell him that.
A little bit. you know, it looks like it could be a tiny little heart.
Looked like a little throwing star when I saw a picture of it.
I saw it just covered in goo. It looked to me like a tiny, like a heart of a tiny little.
But it had little phalanx coming off of it.
Did you notice the phalanx? No, I didn't notice. If I could zoom in,
it did look like a throwing star.
So he's like, "Cow!" Says, "All right, well, this might be a problem, right?" But he's a man. You know, we've discussed, he works out 7 times a day and at work does Kegels.
Yeah.
So he's like, "I can deal with this. We're fine. Starting to hurt. I don't know. Maybe not. Text me and dad at the same time, 2 a.m. Might need to go to emergency room." I was asleep. I didn't see any of this.
Till the next day.
Yeah. Till the next day. And, well, that's what happened. They went to the emergency room and they put him up on some IV meds and, you know. And they said, "Well, we think you got a kidney stone." I believe the first X-ray or MRI they saw the kidney stone. "Yeah, you got one. 3 millimeters. Here we go. Party time."
3 millimeters, that's nothing compared to your dad's 9.
9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he would have, now, do those things grow? Like,
oh, yeah.
So they'll, like, if it stays in there, it could turn into a 9.
Or
does it automatically begin as a 9?
That's a good question. I really don't know the answer to that. I don't know if, like, when you get a kid. I mean, it's got to be a process,
right?
Well,
I wonder what the world record is for who holds the world record for the biggest kidney stone?
Okay. Since we're on
9 millimeters is the biggest I've heard.
Since we're on Facebook Live, I want you guys watching this while we're talking to Google world's largest kidney
stone. Yeah, don't make nothing of it. I mean,
and send it to us, and we can tell the people who are listening to this.
Anything above 9, I'll be impressed.
Well, if it's, I mean, they got to get put. You can't pee out of 9, so therefore they'd have to be the laser removal or surgery. That's it.
Yeah, they go in and take it out.
And you know how they do that?
No. No. Way. They go up through the
urethra. That's the pee hole entry.
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. So poor dad, the first one he had, they got to go through his pee hole to get it out.
Really?
I didn't ask him what size
far,
it was.
I wonder, is.
Dude, I'm afraid. I don't want to know everything.
So they go up there with little grabbers and grab it and bring it?
Yes. Like a tiny little, like, go gadget arm. Like a tiny one. Just because, go get that kidney stone.
That's horrible.
Brings it out.
Bring it home.
Bring it on out. Oh, look at this. Taylor Waldron says 11.86.
No way, Taylor. How do
centimeter
you know that?
Or millimeter?
How?
Taylor. Because a centimeter, that's bigger than a millimeter, isn't it?
Centimeter is
bigger
than a millimeter.
I see. Taylor has typed in 11.86 cm.
So far, that's the biggest one.
Found one that's the size of an egg. Jonathan Benthel says 11.88 centimeters, dude.
What?
That's an egg.
Good God.
No. Okay. Connie Law says, "I was working at Caldwell Men in Lenoir, and a patient had surgery and found a 9-pound. Okay.
Well, come on.
Now they're just making up stuff.
Yeah, good one.
4.6 inches.
Jeez whiz,
that's like
that big.
Yeah, I could not do that. You would have to. I'd have to be asleep. First of all, if you're going through the pee hole, I need to be knocked out.
Well, that's not
going
to come back through the pee hole. You have to be opened up and get that.
Oh, that one.
Take it out.
That's
it's not coming out that way.
I'm like, dude, just give me a new kidney.
I mean, just take the old kidney with you.
I want you to take the kidney out. Get me a new kidney.
Yeah.
All right. Find someone who's just died in a car wreck with a great kidney.
4.6 inches, weighed 12 and a half ounces.
In Australia.
That's a pain.
Oh, of course. Everything's bigger in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee whiz. No, thank you. So
he passed it through the strainer today.
Jason has, so to update you, he has passed the kidney stone. And he took a picture of it, sent it to us. We saw it and said, "Congrats, yay!" Hey.
Yeah.
And so now, because
like
of all
the
meds that you're on, hey Taylor, because of all the meds that you're on, it also makes you tired and groggy and lethargic. And he just slept a lot today. So,
but he's funny.
It's funny. The other night, I forgot which night it was, but it was right after he got out of the hospital. Came back to mom and dad's. He's very weak. He's in a lot of pain, you could tell. And it sucks to see Jason in pain because he's a tough guy. And now I seem like, oh, no, it's hurting my soul. And so he stayed the night at mom and dad's. Now, I'm sleeping in the recliner because of the arm. right?
Yep.
So he's in the recliner. Now you got two sons
at mom and
laid
dad's.
Up at mom and dad's. Dad's got a kidney stone currently. Mom's got an eye infection.
Really?
Whole reaps are messed up, right?
Why don't she have a kidney stone?
She might. You can get, females can get them.
Can you catch it?
I don't know if it's
probably not.
Contagious.
It sounds like it is in your family.
It's genetic for sure.
Something you're flipping eating or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We gotta
figure that out.
We gotta clean the bathroom.
Well south. Maybe it's in the water over there.
No, but so I'm just saying the whole reaps is laid up over there, you know. But you know, because I'm in the recliner, I'm on my back a lot.
Like a bunch of guys drawing disability.
Because I'm on my back. Yeah, we're over there drawing disability. Yeah. Just waiting them checks coming in. Taking lots of pictures
first
of us
month,
hurt.
Man.
Meanwhile, we're playing racquetball. We're fine.
Yeah.
No. But I was going to say, because I'm in the recliner, I'm on my back, I'm snoring a lot. Yeah. A lot more. Dad's got the CPAP. Put that thing on. I said, well, Jason, good night. You're lucky. CPAP, not going to snore. Put the thing on. And I fall asleep with the TV on. He's like, you got any earphones? Could you? I was like, I'll turn it off. So yeah. I'm a good brother.
Yeah.
I'm a sacrifice for you. I'm going to turn the TV off for you.
But let me ask you something. Yeah, did you stay up all night and just look after your brother? Like, did you stay up and sit beside of him and look after him all night? Or did you just go to bed?
The whole night we slept in the recliners.
But did you wake up every now and then and check on him? Like, to make sure he was still okay or needed anything?
I didn't set the alarm.
Did you ask him if he needed anything throughout?
Of course.
Okay. Good.
I mean, I think I did.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure. Well, we got mom right there.
Well, that's what she's there for, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where's their house? It's their house. Yes, I can't offer up stuff that I don't own.
Right, because you're a guest.
Staying at
it's not your house. You're a guest.
It's not my house. It's their house. So we slept next to each other. But I thought with the CPAP, no snoring. I woke up in the middle of the night, no Jason. Like he had moved on. He went to one of the bedrooms
because
I snored.
Snoring. Yeah.
I said, "Are you kidding me? That's why I'm wearing the machine." He goes, well, it wasn't like as drastic as I've heard, but it was enough to keep him awake. So anyway, don't worry, everybody. Jason Reap is fine. He's recovering right now. He's in his bedroom. He's going to work tomorrow. And
life is back to normal.
Life is back to normal?
Yeah. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
But we did feel sorry for him there for a couple of days.
Mark, did you happen to see my funny little video I made about the SoClean commercial?
I did see that. I liked it. That was funny. You want to? Can you run that by us one more time?
Oh yeah. Healing and I'm doing nothing but watching television, you know, they keep showing this one commercial about a SoClean. Now SoClean is what you use to clean the CPAP machine, and I didn't, you know. Because I've seen the commercial a million times, and I pick up on accents. Like, I love a good, authentic, original accent, whether it be anywhere in the country or the world for that matter.
Yeah.
But this dude in this commercial, you don't see actors that often on television, you know, as a spokesman for a product from that Eastern Kentucky accent. And this dude's accent, I could tell, was authentic. And I'm obsessed with it. So as I'm watching it, I thought, I'm just going to try and copy it and make a video of it, right? And so I told everybody else, hey, I'd like to see your version of this. So I put that out there, and I got a couple of responses.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. But the guy's accent, I'm going to try and do it right now.
Yeah.
This is how he sounds.
You remember it word for word.
I've watched it. They're asking him about, you know, the SoClean, the device to clean your mask for your CPAP machine. He goes, he goes like this. I was getting sinus infections because I wasn't cleaning my CPAP properly. That continued until I got my throat cleaned.
Yes.
And I'm not doing it great, but I'm doing it okay.
It was close, man.
A lot of people came back and did their version of that. Now, Mark, I'd love to hear you try it.
I don't even remember what you just said.
Say this. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
I was getting sinus infections. But say it like him. I was getting sinus infections.
I was getting sinus infections.
No.
So
like this. Think of your nose being stuffed.
Okay. I was getting sinus infections.
I was getting sinus infections.
No.
You know, I've noticed about you, you don't even have a southern accent.
I think I do.
Not that bad. I mean, not that well.
I've been told I did.
So like this. Just mock me. Just do your best impression of what I'm about to do.
Okay. I was getting sinus infections.
I was getting sinus infections.
Because I wasn't cleaning my CPAP properly.
Because I wasn't cleaning my CPAP properly.
And that continued.
That continued.
Until I got my throat clean.
Until I got my throat clean.
There you go.
Close. You do it way better.
Anyway, thanks for responding, those of you that did, on the Facebook page. I'm bored, basically, trying to heal, trying to stay healthy, trying to have a good time. Mark Antoinette says you don't have a southern accent, Mark, LOL. Well, some people are saying that you don't have one. Anyway, great times were had. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was going to talk about the LR game.
Yeah, you should.
Real quick, and listen, no names, and Mark's got to run out the door. No names will be mentioned in this story to protect the innocent and the guilty. Dumb. And the dumb and the ignorant. Yeah. We went to a football game, college football game, local team, go team, and tailgating. One of our dear friends tailgates there a lot, and we had a great time at the tailgate. Couple things happened at the tailgate. We get a little bored. Three of us, me and this guy and two other people, no names, decide we're just going to walk around and see what's up. And we noticed that these younger gentlemen were having a little fun at their tailgate. And we thought, let's just walk over there.
The youngins.
21 years old. Yeah, right.
Be there again.
And it's like, what's up, guys? Hey, my guys. Hey, what's up, guys? Come over here. Come over here. And they're just it's just real fast. And, you know, they're giving us drinks. And it's like half nice, half kind of arrogant.
Trying to mess with us.
Yeah. And we're on the fence about it. Like, well,
sure.
Do we go back full force? Do we let this play out? He has given us rum.
Yeah.
But not the good rum. He didn't have Captain Morgan's. He had Admiral something.
Yeah. So that's like a knockoff Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the Admiral's lower than a Captain because it's not as good. It's
I think
cheaper.
It is lower. Yeah.
So it's not Captain Morgan.
It's probably the same.
Admiral Jacks.
Probably the same stuff. It's just got a different label on it.
So, you know, and he's like, we're talking to him, and he's like, he's loving his haircut. Yeah. Like, he likes Mark's haircut because he has the same haircut. So he's like all into Mark, but he's also making fun of
all into me.
Well,
not
I
that
mean,
way.
He likes you.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, he thinks you're cool, but he's also dissing some of our other friends. He's going back and
forth. He's all over the place.
He's all over the map. Admiral Nelson. That's
is that what it
called.
Was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Admiral Nelson. Woo.
Never heard of it.
So we're drinking Admiral Nelson, but not really. And I'm like, give me that. I'll show you how to do this. And I took the bottle and and there was only like maybe, I don't know, an inch left at the bottom of it. Maybe 2 inches, but I pretended to chug it. And I'm really good at faking things. I put my tongue on the bottle. I just went, I'm just
made
like
bubbles.
like a baby calf to an udder. But I'm not drinking any of it. I'm just pretending. My neck's going back and forth. There are bubbles coming out of it. And this dude's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, of course, no liquid is disappearing.
No.
And I gave it back. He didn't notice it.
No, he didn't.
Anyway, we thought that was fun. And anyway, we're going back and forth, and we decide to – I decide that
– it's a good time to leave.
We're done with this guy.
Yeah.
I had a good exit joke.
Yeah, you did. Very
good. Did a good exit joke, which
very
I can't tell on this.
But I didn't get the hint.
But Mark didn't pick up on the vibe.
I didn't pick up on the exit joke.
All right, we need to leave now.
Yeah.
I just scored.
So,
if we're dueling, I just went, on guard, how? Let's go. You want to leave on a high note.
So, you left and looked, and I was still standing there.
And
I thought it'd be a good idea to take him back with us to our tailgate.
Mm.
Turned out to be a horrible idea.
That was not good.
No.
Because this young 21-year-old, you know, child.
Commenced. So, he brought him down, and he commenced to pissing everybody off that was at our
great.
Tailgate. Just very belligerent.
Now, I'm glad you did it. And I remember you saying during this, you're saying, John, you're going to thank me because this is going to be for a story.
It's a story.
Story.
I mean, I saw a story in it, and it ended up being a good story.
It is now, so thank you.
You're
I'm saying thank you now.
You're welcome. You didn't see
at the
it
time, there. I was like, what are you doing, man? Yeah. I wanted to punch that kid.
Everybody did. Like 20 people wanted to punch this kid. You know,
and look, I got a bad arm. I can't do much.
You could have kicked him, man. You could have front kicked
him. I would have hit him and ran off.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't want him. I still got screws in my shoulder.
You would have had to ran. You can't stand there and
no, but
take
I'm
a
like,
beating.
I was like, of all the times that I can't do anything, now I want to do something. I want to punch this kid in the dang face. Anyway, he was very annoying. So Mark brings it back down. Our tailgate proceeds to piss everyone off. There was three different people yelled at him.
That cussed him, and then I got tons of dirty looks. Like, why did you bring this? What are you doing? Why did you bring him down here?
Right. So now let's fast forward to, like I said, no names are being said. How you got out of the situation? How did you get this kid out of there?
So,
oh yeah, we gonna do the exit and the exit double exit. Is a double exit?
Go ahead. Double exit. The first exit is I took him. I went down and said, "Man, you got to go." Didn't want to leave, so I grabbed him by the belt loop and walked him
full on wedgie style.
Yeah, walked him back up to his crew, dumped him off, and I just kind of ducked out and thought that we were done with it. So I went back.
You thought
it was handled.
You took a left.
Yeah, so
kind of like ghost on him.
Yeah, so he kind of turned his back and walked off, and I did a little duck move behind the bushes and made my way back down to my group and was down there for 5-10 minutes and looked, and he's back.
Thought it was over, but no, here he comes again. Yeah,
back again. Whew. So he come up to me wanting a beer, and I was, of course, you don't need a beer. No beer here for you. Then he called me. Remember?
What do you mean he called you?
He said I was fake.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he said, you're fake, man.
You got to tell them. I know.
Well, I mean, yeah, he called me fake. And I don't know what that means. How was I being fake? I invited him down to
hang out with us. Well, we were totally being fake because we were messing with him in a weird, like, see, me and Mark and some of our other friends are good at doing this. And we only do it if it's deserved. We don't do it to innocent, nice people. But if you're kind of being arrogant, annoying, douchey, we can give it right back.
And not, you won't know it.
And you won't even know that we're making fun of you right in front of you. And we were doing it with this kid.
We can build you up pretty big, too.
We'll make you feel like we're agreeing with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
And we'll say, yes, and.
Yeah.
We'll say, oh, yeah, not only that, but.
But.
And we'll add. Yeah. And we'll just keep going. And I don't know, this kid didn't catch on.
No, he didn't catch on.
But finally, he called you on it. And he says, dude, you're fake.
Hey, I guess he's right.
Because that's exactly what we were doing. And you said, yeah.
Yeah, I told him I was.
I am.
Yeah.
And you need to leave now.
Yeah, please leave, man.
So he left. And that was the end of that. But he brought it on himself. Right?
But
I mean, the insults were flying on his side. Don't feel bad for this douche. Although, I take it back. He has apparently apologized.
Yeah. So I reached out to him. He gave me his phone number. I reached out to him and I asked him to come down Saturday to the game and give my friends an apology.
I was on the fence about that.
Yeah. I just think it's the right thing to do.
First of all, two things. Surprised that you got the number and that you actually texted him.
Yeah,
surprised about that.
It bugged me, man. I just, you know.
Yeah, Mark actually said, "Hey, man, I need you to apologize."
Yeah, I need a favor.
And he said, "I'm sorry, and I felt bad."
Yeah, he did.
We'll see if he does.
We'll see if he's a man.
I'm kind of hoping he don't.
If he can show up and man up.
But you said you got to do it sober.
Yeah, I did. I said, "But I need you to apologize to my friends, but I need you sober."
Right.
So if you're not sober, don't come.
We shall see how that plays out. Maybe the next podcast will give you the ending to that.
Yeah.
You got to run, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
All right, listen, Mark's got to run. We're going to wrap up this podcast. Come to the next one, part two of what happened at the tailgate. Very interesting moment as we're leaving happened. Security guard walked up on us.
Yeah, so
I'm going to leave it as security guard. Security guard walked up on us. We're going to maybe by then we'll talk about part two of the tailgate. Maybe a dude will come back and apologize.
I think he will. I think he should, and he better.
And also, thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. For you watching on Facebook, you're getting this right now live. But on the podcast, for the listeners, go check out the podcast. It's called the Fried Pod, Fried Podcast, on the All Things Comedy Network. Check that out. Give us a rating, 5 stars. Subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it. Share it. I'm going to be in Annapolis, Maryland on the 24th of November. 24th of Maryland. I'll be in Annapolis, November. 24th of Maryland. Doing a show at Ram's Head on stage. And then I'm doing Raleigh, North Carolina at the end. Mark's got a cramp.
Oh, my God. I don't have enough potassium. No bananas.
We've got to get this guy some salt. How do you feel about salt?
Love salt.
Maybe the next podcast we'll talk about salt. I'm John Reap for Mark Hunt. I'm John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody.
And the radio up, a lot of sea sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no